This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to all our listeners. We're so excited once again just to be able to share with you from our hearts, from our experience. So once again, I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. And this week, we're going to delve into a contentious topic. I've titled it Unrealistic Expectations in a Relationship. And we need to be real when we talk about things like this, because I think when husband and wife or couples get together, there are certain expectations that they have of each other. And we need to think about that, as we talk through some of those expectations this afternoon. And maybe in your area, you experiencing it right now. So I want to encourage you this afternoon just to think about and listen to what we are saying this afternoon, and really let God minister to you in that area. We all human. We all make mistakes, but we all come. Our backgrounds are different, and our learnings have been different. So we want you just to feed off this word this afternoon and really allow it to get into those areas. And I always use this as an example in scripture where Jesus spoke to the man with the withered hand. And really what that speaks of is that the one hand was strong, but the other was withered. So we need to speak to the withered areas in our lives where we need help. And we'll really get into the depth of that after the break shortly. So this afternoon, family, we're talking about these expectations, and I've titled it Unrealistic Expectations in a Relationship. And honey, what do you think about unrealistic expectations?
Yeah, that's quite a broad topic, you know, because I think a lot of people, especially women, have an unrealistic expectation probably of their husbands. They think their husbands must be like their dads or like a Superman, you know. And I suppose the same goes for the men. Men also have unrealistic expectations. I mean, your wife can't be Jane of the Jungle to jump around and do whatever you want her to do or express certain things the way you wanted to express it. So I think it's a very mindful topic today, and probably very sensitive also for some people, you know, where unrealistic expectations, I feel it's mostly not communicating things properly to each other.
Yeah. But I think, you know, we've made a list, and so maybe we can go down the list, and if it really hits home to you this afternoon, then it's eating home and God's ministering to you. So before we kick off, I'd like to read a scripture in Mark chapter 10, from verse 9. It says, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." So in that scripture, I want to just emphasize that, you know, the enemy will try all sorts of things to bring a separation, to bring a divide, to bring confusion, to bring disunity. So he will use even these things that we're going to talk about this afternoon. One of them I want to highlight is assumptions. You know, I'm going to be gender biased for a good reason this afternoon, is because I'll call it the men struggle with this at the end of the day. Assumptions. So in other words, don't expect your partner to read your mind. You know, I'm like that, and I'm sure many other men are like that. You know, we think we know what our partner wants from us at the end of the day, but we don't say it. We don't express it. Everything is just in the mind. You know, like men are like cavemen in the cave, either literally or figuratively in their minds as well. And so. You know, when we come home from work, our wives ask us, "How was your day?" And then we give a one-liner or one word. And that's not what they want to hear. You know, they want the detail from the day that, from the time that you left the house to the time that you came home. So that entire journey they want to know about. But we shouldn't allow those assumptions to affect us at the end of the day, because, you know, you're expecting your partner to anticipate your needs and understand your feelings without that clear communication. So that's a bit unfair, you know. So we cannot eat out at our spouses if we've not clearly communicated how we feel, what we think about a situation, because that really is, and it's again speaks of what Terry said earlier about communication, you know. So don't assume. Open and honest communication is vital for navigating relationships.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, when you don't communicate, it's like you won't know what your partner is capable of doing. And that's where the unrealistic part comes in. You want him to do something which is out of his reach or that he's not able to perform. You know, so when they don't perform or they don't do things that you want them to do, what happens? You know, then there's fights and anger and you start ranting and raving, and he doesn't know why you're ranting and raving, but he doesn't understand that he didn't meet your unrealistic expectation. So when you lash it out and you say, yeah, but you didn't do this when I asked you to do that. And it's like, but you didn't give me the full scope of the work that you expected, you know. So unrealistic expectations is really a very deep thing, especially in relationships, even with your children. You know, sometimes we expect our families or our partners or our friends or our children to always be available for us. And our children mostly expect us to be available for them all the time. But while intimacy and quality time are important, you know, expecting your partner to be consistently available can lead to resentment. Also neglect of individual needs or personal spaces and things like that. So when these things are not heeded to, like the availability, they're not always available when you need them, it can take down spiral someone or bring emotional neglect, right? So in the same way, you can't expect your partner to change for you. When you attempt to change your partner and to help them, or you want them to fit into your expectations, it's not only unrealistic, but also disrespectful.
Yeah.
So healthy relationships, I know, can involve a lot of acceptance and individual differences and imperfections. Many of us have imperfections and differences.
If I can just jump into that, the one that you mentioned on expecting your partner always to be available for you. And again, remember, we're titling this unrealistic expectation. So it's realistic that you'd like your partner to be available. It's realistic that your kids want you to be available. But it becomes unrealistic if you've not communicated your unavailability. And that's what we're trying to communicate this afternoon. Really that you understand that your availability is many times sacred as well, because your time is your time. And even though you are married, you still have your individual time. You have your time with the Lord. You have your time for work. You have your personal time. You have your exercise time. You have your meditation time. You have whatever. You've broken up your time into various slots. So that availability is really, it's sacred to you because it's your time. And getting back to your partner, expecting your partner to change for you, this is such a serious one, I think, at the end of the day, because I always said this, you know, when we spoke about this in marriage seminars, that many people go into a relationship and become marital missionaries. In other words, they try to go in with a mission to bring a change into their spouses. But that's not your job when you go into a relationship, not to change your spouse. It's really to open up yourself and asking God how he can change you at the end of the day. So it borderlines on a form of control, and that's unhealthy. If you're trying to control your spouse, you're wanting them to be a specific type of person, or wanting them to be more like you or more like your mother or more like your father, depending on which role it is in the relationship. And we got to be careful of that. So that's key, I think, this afternoon, that, you know, don't pressurize your spouse to change, to so that you can benefit at the end of the day. Yes, we do understand that people are not perfect, and maybe there's change required. But you can take a donkey to the water, but you, or horse to the water, and you cannot force it to drink at the end of the day. Right, Annie?
Yeah, that is so true, you know, and it's very tempting to want to do that, because it's mostly people wanting their own way. I don't know about you this afternoon. You may be listening to us here talking about these things. People never change or want someone to change for you and never available for you. We'd like to hear from you. You know, what do you say about this particular topic? What helps you, or what is the challenge for you in this wanting to change, or your partner wanting to change you? We've had various couples on our chat show previously, and everybody comes to the same thing, you know, about communication and about how couples want to change each other, or they go in, like my husband said earlier, go into the marriage wanting to change the next person, or I'm going to groom this person like this, or I want them to be like that, and this is what they're going to do for me, and so on. But we come into this marriage with the same mission mandate, and that is to bring forth God's will and for a kingdom expansion. Yeah. You know, I like the scripture that says here in James 4, verse 13 to 15, in the NIV, it says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow?" Exactly. You do not know. Instead, you ought to say, "If it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this and do that." Yeah. You know?
So we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. We're going to go over to a short break, and then when we're back, we're going to continue with this incredible topic. Family, we are talking about a very important topic this afternoon, unrealistic expectations in a relationship. And maybe you're experiencing that, and we touched on a few things earlier on in our first segment. You know, we spoke about assumptions. We spoke about expecting your partner to always be available for you. You need to be cautious and really understand that everybody has their own time. And then we also spoke about expecting your partner to change for you. But what is one of the other important aspects or things that you need to look out for in your relationship is expecting your partner to never change. You know, you met her or him at 16 or 17 or 18 or whatever age, and you fell in love with that person, right? And guess what? After 10 years or 20 years, you're expecting that person not to change. Well, I've got news for you. People change at the end of the day, and it will not be the same person that you knew when you met. Yes, certain things, personalities should still be the same. But, you know, as we grow older, our hobbies sometimes change. Our interests change. Our likes change. And so we have this dream that we don't want our partner to change. People grow. They I'd use the word evolve through their lives at the end of the day. And you need to accept, because a 40-year-old, their ideas, their vision, their ideals are different to a 20-year-old. So it's based on maturity level, age, looking at how far you are from retirement age. So your focus changes and all of these things. And so never expect that you'll have the same partner you had 20 years ago, because those ideals change. So if your wife was happy with this type of house or car, or whatever, later on in years, she might want something more comfortable, or this, that, and the other. As the family grows, the needs change as well at the end of the day. So when there are children and all these type of things. And so this is what happens. Expecting your partner to remain exactly as they were when you first met is really unrealistic.
You know, the thing is, with unrealistic expectations, you know, for me, I think that people also, and listen to me, listeners, you know, you can agree with me here, but expecting your spouse to meet all your emotional or spiritual needs is really unrealistic, because only God can do that. We feel like people need to be tangible and help us fulfill that need, but only God can do that. Because expecting them to read your mind or always agree with you, I feel like these kind of things, expecting perfection, these things never change over time. We must bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone of you has a grievance, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Because many times these unrealistic expectations can bring grievances and pain and resentment and cause discouragement, you know.
If we get into that emotional part, because this is quite a big one, and from our experience and counseling, and you yourself, Terry, will be able to advise young girls, you know, they get married, let's say at a young age, to a guy or an older guy, whatever. And many times they go into that relationship because they themselves have come out from a broken past or a terrible upbringing, poor relations with their own parents or with their own dad. And so they expect that this spouse is going to meet all of those emotional needs at the end of the day. And to be honest with you, even as a man, as I'm sitting here, there's a limit to what I can meet for you at the end of the day emotionally, and where I'd have to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm doing what I can from a husband perspective, but I cannot fulfill those other needs that you've lacking. And that's when I think it becomes unrealistic.
The same, you know, one of our children that are married, they're in a relationship. And we were talking about how you look at your parents growing up. You know, children want to be like their parents. But I say, you know what? You are unique. There are good things you can take from watching your models and people who inspire you. But find your rhythm in your own relationship. You know, don't change because you want to change for your partner. Change because you want to change, because you want to be a better person. You know, so this whole expectation and unrealistic expectations can be a positive thing in your life if you look at it in a positive light, because people grow and evolve throughout their lives. You know, when you expect your partner to remain exactly as they were when you first met them, that is unrealistic, because when I met my husband, he was a different man to what he is today. So those kind of things can hinder your personal and your relationship growing. It hinders that because you're looking for that man that you found when you met him the first time, the one that brought you all the flowers and all the gifts, and he's evolved, he's changed, you mm-hmm. know? And like I always say, I buy the flowers, I make him pay.
Yeah. No, you're right, you know, and I think, and again, in that emotional needs, when you're new in a relationship, it's like you quick off the starting block, and I can make it. But after a while, you get tired, because if it's a constant emotional need that it's seemingly you're unable to fulfill, there needs to be intervention at some point, you know. And I think we'll talk about that a little bit later. But intervention is important, you know. So when these situations become unrealistic, be open with your spouse, you know, talk about it and say, you know what, this is really unrealistic. And I mean, if we were to talk about another one, I would call it expecting your partner to always agree with you. Now, that's a difficult one, because that also borderlines on control, because you always want them to take your side. You always want them to, but this is the way we're going to do it. All right, we're going to do it this way. And how many times haven't we been in that boat, right?
Yeah, that definitely comes from a desire to control, fear of disappointment, past wounds, all of those things. But God invites us into relationships that are rooted in grace, truth, and love. So irrespective, you know, whether you have had disagreements in the past, or whether you feel like you wanted to control a situation, or you wanted to work your way and your partner's not seeing it, give up your right to, or the desire to want to control. All right?
I think you know what, if I could throw this in, I think some people believe that you shouldn't have disagreements in relationships. But I believe that it's a good thing to disagree, because I mean, imagine God made us all the same. Wouldn't that just be a boring life? So you have your personality, you have your likes, you have your opinion, you have your mindset. And here I come from a total different background. And this is where we agree to disagree at the end of the day, or get to some point of agreement at the end of the day. So disagreements and differing opinions, I believe, is normal. It's normal in the relationship.
The thing is, we need to respect and acknowledge each other's differences when we come to agree to disagree or whatever. You know, we don't let disagreement destroy the unity. Yeah. So we still value the relationship over being right.
And
so
also,
it doesn't mean that you're compromising on your truth or your morals.
And that's a fact. And then also, again, from our experience, how many times have you and I come together and we've said, you've mentioned something, whatever it was, I mean, over the years, and I said no. And you'd get upset with me or whatever. But you know what we learned out of that is the fact that I said no, but a few months down the line, I came into agreement eventually. Or I asked you, you said no, and a few months down the line, or a few weeks down the line, you came into agreement. Yeah. Not forced. You felt that this is what you wanted to do. And then as time went on, both of you knew what the other one was thinking. So when you'd ask, the next person, your partner would already agree with you and say, I was thinking about the same thing. And so that's also a beautiful evolution in the marriage, a beautiful growth in the marriage over the years. But we're really getting stuck in all of these things, and we're going to go over to a quick break, and by the time we get back, we're going to talk about, you know, how to resolve some of these things.
So just show grace and humility. You know, that's so important.
So stay with us, family of Radio K Pulpit. We're really digging into some deep stuff this afternoon regarding unrealistic expectations in a relationship. And I'm really trusting God that this is helping you, or at least it's helping you identify things, because you and your spouse might not be speaking this afternoon, okay? Or you've had an argument for the last few days or weeks, or it's a recurring argument. So maybe you should look at all the points that we've spoken out on this afternoon, the assumptions. You know, don't expect your partner to read your mind. Men, you know, why is your wife upset? Because you haven't clearly communicated. Or expecting your partner to always be available for you. Or expecting your partner to change for you. Or expecting your partner to never change. Or expecting your partner to meet all of your emotional needs. And then the other one that we mentioned was expecting your partner to always agree with you. Family, we're living in a physical body, flesh and blood, and it will make mistakes at the end of the day. So we want you to understand that, you know, there's help for all of these situations that you are facing. So what are the things we can do to help in these situations? I think Terry spoke about it in the first segment, is really that communication aspect. You know, I think it's fundamental. There's a golden thread running through all of this, where communication is the fundamental key. So be open to talk to your partner about your expectations. And furthermore, this is the most important, and again, let it not be selfish. I'll finish that sentence saying, be open to talk to your partner about your expectation and listen to theirs. Which is, again, you know, it's not always about you. So I'm going to share what my expectations are when I have the conversation. But I'd also want to know what your expectations are as well, right?
You know, I just want to just piggyback on that thought that we spoke about earlier. Before the break, agreeing to disagree.
Yeah.
We said earlier on, it's not a weakness.
Correct.
You know, I believe it's also a sign of maturity. Mature in the faith, your security in your identity in Christ. you know, and the love of Christ in us. When the love of God is in us, we are so easily, it's so easy to emanate His love and to speak His truths, you know, because we've got to think about how Jesus would handle this situation, how He dealt with communication breakdowns and things. He always made it clear. He always used parables. How well are we handling disagreements? Mm. Are we going to God? Do we go to Him and say, Lord, what do You say about this? How do You handle your disagreements? You know, just read a scripture early in James, and I go back to James 1:19. He says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Yeah.
So don't be entangling yourself in conversations and things where you're just going to bring tension and cause you to respond, but pray. You know, ask your heart to respond and not to react because you are upset about that. But the one thing that I can also encourage listeners with is today is to listen to understand, not just listen to respond. Too many people listen and they want to respond before they even understand what the person is saying. As Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, the purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. So wait for your turn to talk. Let the person feel that they are heard, seen, and valued, even if you disagree with their perspective. It's not always what you want, or it's not always what they want. But come into agreement, like Calvin said earlier on. You know, listen intentionally. And then you can clarify immediately. Okay, so this is what you're saying. Am I right? This is what you want. Am I right? You know, just clarified. And this is very intentional and very essential as well. So you must make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And this is what God wants us to do. Family, not every disagreement is a hill to die on. Okay? If this is the core truth for your life, is it a personal preference for you? You've got to reserve your strongest convictions and listen to what God's word says about that. Speak the truth in love. I believe that. Mm. Ephesians 4:15 says, instead speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body. So when we must disagree, do it with gentleness and clarity. Avoid sarcasm, accusations, passive aggression. You know, be firm, but be kind. Yeah. You know, too many people take this the wrong way and then things just end up in a big fight.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking about when you said about, you know, the spouse that doesn't listen to understand, they just listen to respond.
Mm.
And, you know, I think in our counseling sessions and maybe even my history is that because as a child, you've never been
heard.
Mm. So your upbringing has a lot to do with it. You know,
yeah,
our parents taught us the way they thought was the right way. You know, a child should be seen and not heard.
Mm.
And so whenever you wanted your voice heard, you were silenced. So now you get into a relationship and you want your voice heard, and it should only be your voice, but it's stemming from a very distant past, you know. And I think one needs healing from that at the end of the day. So you need to understand if that is affecting you right now, you got to work on it, you know, because in a relationship, you got to allow each other an equal opportunity. Really an equal opportunity. So understand each other's perspectives is understanding each other's perspectives it's crucial.
Yeah. I mean, Proverbs 19:11 says it like this. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense.
Yeah.
You know, so irrespective of how the offense come, know when to let go. That's the important part. Let go. There comes a time where, we need to come to a close here. Let's draw our finger in the sand, and this is where we're going. You know, because sometimes the best response is silence, grace, just simply to let go.
Silence, not ignorance.
Yeah.
Ignoring.
Exactly, silence.
You know, to avoid further arguments or whatever. But, and I think another one to help yourself with is do some self-reflection.
Mm.
You know, in that silence, you could do some self-reflection, like examine your own expectations and identify, listen, where might I be unrealistic? Mm. Really just say, am I really being unrealistic here?
Sure.
Speak to yourself, you know, and say, did I ask too much? Or what am I doing? It's, you know, So just try and validate what you're asking at the end of the day.
Yeah, the thing is, because a lot of people think they need to win every argument. Oh, yeah. I'm going to win this argument. But you win more by walking in love.
Yeah. I mean, challenge, you can challenge your own limiting beliefs and consider how they might be impacting your relationship, you know, because you know one way and that's the only way that you know. But go and read a book, go and watch a YouTube or podcast or whatever
on the topic.
That specific topic to help you, because they, you know, there are different perspectives as well. It's not just your perspective.
Yeah. I think the important thing is, you know, when we stay rooted and grounded in our godly identity, that is really going to help people today. You know, for you to stay anchored in who you are in Christ, in it, let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, because we so easily can hand our heart over to the enemy and just can wreak havoc there, because out of the heart comes the, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 17, I think it is, the heart is mortally sick.
Yeah,
you know, above all things. So when your heart is ruled by peace, you won't be shaken by every disagreement or unrealistic expectation or right and wrong issue. Because God's approval matters more than being right.
I think the last one or two I want to mention is acceptance. Accept your partner for who they are, including their imperfections. Mm. No one's perfect. Focus on their positive qualities and appreciate their individual strengths.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where we need to focus on.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I also like is that compromise one. You need to compromise, because it's not just about you. It's not just, I want this. I know when I was younger and we got into our relationship and we got married, I was one of those, I'm not compromising you. I want this car. I want those mags. I want this, you know, but then I was young. This is what I wanted at the end of the day. But eventually we got to a compromise, you know, be willing to compromise and find solutions that will work out for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiation, you know, just having that discussion at the end of the day, at the end of the day. So you can be negotiating expectations and finding common ground that can strengthen your bond.
That's right.
I think
that's right.
The last one, you know, before we go to our break, is seek professional help. Mm. If you really think it's really something that you guys cannot talk out about anymore, you need a third party. You need to seek professional help. If you're struggling to manage unrealistic expectations,
can I just say this before?
Guidance.
I like that, seeking guidance. We always got to seek help. And you can phone in here to the radio station. There's a telephone number you can dial into. There's always a counselor available to help you. But just to summarize, you know, I like this, using this 5G rule for handling disagreements. And I want to just share it with you very quickly for those who want to take this down. Maybe you just want to quickly note it. The one is grace. Be kind, not combative. You know, don't go back in fighting. Grounding. Stay rooted in God's word. Gentleness. Let your tone be as loving as your truth. Then guidance. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead the conversation. And number five is growth.
Mm.
Use the disagreement as an opportunity for you all to grow in love and not be divided. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to go over to a break. When we come back, we're going to pray for you. Okay, family, we were talking about, you know, unrealistic expectations in a relationship. And I trust that you all have really found something in this that we've shared to apply to your life and to your marriage. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to pray for you. Whatever your struggle is, whatever your challenge is, God is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger.
Amen.
So, Father, we just thank you this afternoon for every relationship. Those that have listened to this recording this afternoon or to our voices, Father, I pray right now, Lord, that they will understand that it is only you that can bring healing, only you that can bring restoration. We cannot put all our faith in our spouse. We need to put it in you. And this afternoon, Father, I cancel every lie of Satan that told them all the negative things from childhood up to the age that they are right now, Father. I cut off all those lies, all those negative words, all the naysayers, all the those wicked things that have come to them, Father, and those daggers that have entered their backs tonight, Father. This afternoon, we remove it in the name of Jesus, and I release the peace and the love of God over each and every one of them right now, Father. I pray that you make them, you don't just heal them, but you make them whole.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, today, I want to speak an affirmation over you. I pray that you will pray this with me. Father, help us to listen with humility, to speak with gentleness, and to love even when we disagree. Father, may my words build bridges, not walls. May my tone reflect the grace that I've received from you. Where I have expected too much from others, help me to release them. Where I have placed unrealistic burdens on myself and others, free me and others from this truth. Let me respond and not react. Let me bless and not blame. Father, I thank you that I'm rooted in your peace, I'm anchored in your love, and I choose unity over pride, grace over ego, and peace over proving a point, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight, today, for every person who's under the sound of our voice, Lord, that they will draw near to you, God, as King and Lord over their lives. And we bless you with the love of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, we look forward to chatting to you next week, same time. God bless you all.
Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.